Welcome to the United Texas Credit Union Podcast. So much of banking is based on the current history of the day, and today that means we have moved into a period of higher interest rates and inflation. This is causing many people to remain in their current homes with a mortgage at a lower rate, and has compelled many others to rely on high-interest credit cards to help with cash flow. Here at the Credit Union, we have a second lien home equity loan that may be a good option for current homeowners. Jesus Castillo, Vice President of Mortgage Lending, is here to tell us about it.
So the best way for me to describe a second lien home loan is almost like a piggyback. You know, if you currently have a first mortgage with a relatively low rate, and considering the fact that rates were historically low, this is a great opportunity to tap into that equity where you don't have to exchange that rate to refinance to pull the equity in your property. And so with this piggyback loan, it enables you as a consumer to keep your lower rate and have a second mortgage and make the equity available to you immediately. And so you can use that money for anything you want, home improvements, paying off debt, sending your kids to college, planning a wedding, whatever you may want to call it, you know, the money is available at your disposal.
Jesus also added something very interesting that I had never thought about as it pertains to the equity in my own home.
A lot of people don't realize this, that it does absolutely nothing for you unless you borrow against it or you sell your property. That's how you tap into that equity.
Now, Jesus, is this option only for people that have been in their homes for a long time?
So, no, you don't have to be in your house for a very long period of time. There's been a lot of people who were displaced or in fact, inherited their properties where the property was paid off. The beauty of real estate is that it appreciates, okay? So, the longer with this inflation that we've incurred, property values have been appreciated a lot faster than we anticipated. So, as time goes by, your property value appreciates as you pay down your loan. And as those two separate from one another, that's the equity that you have that you're able to tap into.
If a member is listening to this and thinks, hey, this sounds like a good option for me, there is a bit of a process to all of this. Tell us about that.
So the state of Texas actually creates the milestones and the time frame in which you're going to be able to tap into these funds. With our process, you take an application, and typically you'll have your money in your pocket within 17 days from application.
Of course, the credit union has great online and mobile services. However, since this is a bit of a process, would you recommend this is one of those situations where you should call somebody at the credit union or come in and visit them in person?
You've heard me say this before. You know, vice president or not, I'm don't let the title fool you. I'm in there with these guys, the trenches, and I've told everybody that, you know, all you have to do is pick up the phone. In fact, and you can call us direct and you can speak to me. You know, my team combined has over 50 years of experience, and so we're very proud of what we can offer with these products and let people know that, you know, we're here to serve our community.
Of course, every day in the news there's a story about how Americans are using more of their credit card debt and that revolving debt for things like replacing an air conditioning unit or home improvements. This is far better than using a credit card with a high interest rate, plus there may be some tax advantages, correct?
Well, you know, if you're going to use a credit card, a revolving credit card, the interest on those credit cards are revolving, which means you don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. And in fact, the interest that you pay in those don't have any tax benefit as far as your income tax. So when you do a second lien home equity loan, you will receive a 1098 interest document from the credit union. I would always asking a tax professional, but for the most part, you're going to be able to deduct those that interest for your tax purposes.
Hey, Jesus, you have a lot of credibility when you're talking about this product and this option because you yourself have used it. Tell us about that.
Well, I was able to enjoy my first the low rates when they historically got lower, and in fact, I refinanced my house for this historical rate. And in fact, we don't know when those rates will ever reach those historical lows again. In fact, I didn't want to touch them, but I was in the want for to do some home renovations. I personally used the second lien home equity to keep my first lien intact, and I took out for a pool and a kitchen remodel. So, in fact, I was able to, you know, keep my low rate on my first and accomplish exactly what I needed. What I want to share with everyone is basically you worked really, really, really hard to obtain a historically low rate, which we probably won't see for a very, very long time, Keep that intact. You worked really hard to get that. Accomplish what you want to do on a piggyback, second lien home equity, and you see the best of both worlds.
Thank you for listening to the United Texas Credit Union Podcast. If you think a second lien home equity loan or a piggyback loan might be the right option for you, please visit us online, call, or come in and visit with Jesus or someone on his team. Here at United Texas Credit Union, we have everything big banks offer, plus one thing they don't: personal, caring service. That's what we call friendly, done right.